This is Sound Effect from KPLU. Gabriel Spitzer here, and today we're telling stories of eavesdropping. In the TMI culture of social media, you can wind up listening in on some pretty personal stuff, and sometimes it's hard to know what to make of it. I think a lot of us have had the experience of reading what seems like a pretty distressing post on Facebook, someone who seems like they're in a bad place emotionally and might need someone to intervene. Or maybe not. Maybe they're just being a little dramatic, or maybe they're quoting song lyrics or something. Often it feels like the safest thing to do is just ignore it. This group, Forefront, does suicide prevention work out of the University of Washington, and they're working to educate people on how to recognize when a friend really does need a hand. And they're building tools for people who find themselves overhearing somebody's cry for help on social media. Stephen Paul Miller is operations manager at Forefront, and he told us about something that happened to him right after he started there.
I was doing spreadsheets and grant applications and all these other kind of infrastructure type things, but I managed our phone and our emails. And every time someone like Robin Williams died, I get these calls from people, and I'm like in the middle of like, you know, managing tabs in a spreadsheet to like instantly going into somebody's painful moments of I don't want to live or this is too much. We're certainly not a crisis line, but sometimes it doesn't matter because if people think of suicide and know that you work in suicide, they'll call you.
Did you feel ready for that?
No, absolutely not. The first time somebody called, it was as an intern. And I answered the phone, and this person told me that he wanted to end his life. And I, like, said, can you please hold? And I was, like, freaking out, panicked, handed it to Sue Eastgard, and I saw her basically get this guy to care. That was really inspiring for me.
What do you think you were missing that made you unable to handle that on your own, besides the fact that you were just
panic.
An intern?
Yeah. Well, the panic and the fact that, like, we don't understand suicide. I mean, think about in the 80s with HIV. It's like you say it and everybody freaks out. And there's the general population hasn't caught up with the field. A lot of these suicides are preventable. There are these steps that you can take to help somebody in those moments. And you just don't get that. When you don't know how to handle something, when you don't know how to help someone, it's really frightening.
Is that something that has come up for you before you had those directions on how to interact with this?
You know, I will never forget the day I got home from work. It was like 9:30 at night, something like that, and I was checking Facebook on my BlackBerry, and I saw this post that from a classmate friend, and I remember feeling in my stomach that something wasn't right about that post.
Do you remember what it was that jumped out at you?
Now, as a trainer, I know that you're always looking for change, and my friend was the one who was like most encouraging of me, was somebody who every time he saw me, he asked me how my application to college was. Did I get in? You're gonna get in, don't worry. So to go from that kind of like just absolute support to like, I can't take it anymore, this is too much, that something's off. There's this moment of decision of like, do I message him? Do I message somebody else? And I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to call him tomorrow. I'm going to get a hold of him tomorrow. And he died that night. The only person that responded to that post said, oh, you're being so dramatic. That was the only response. If that hadn't happened, would it have been different? If somebody had said, we love you, hang in there, like, would it have been different?
So I know that Forefront has done some work on a kind of like some technological tools around this. Can you talk about that?
Well, actually, Facebook came to us saying, hey, we connect people. And sometimes that's over lasagna and the new puppy I got. And sometimes that's, hey, I want to end my life because it's too hard. So what Facebook and Forefront have created is you can report the post. You can get resources to the person who you're concerned about. You can get resources as the reporter, like here's some things to talk about. Here's the lifeline. You can connect to other friends who can then reach out because we know that connection's really important in those moments.
Have you heard anything about the way people are using it?
I've used it. I had a friend, another classmate of mine who was posting some nostalgic photos and had gone through something and then post, tomorrow is a day that never comes. And I was like, no, no, no. Reported the post, went through the entire sequence. And he was like, no, man, sorry. I was just had a breakup and this is happening. And you know what though? He messaged me privately and was like, dude, thank you so much for the concern and for reaching out. I'm good. But I really appreciate that.
So you talked about having had your own struggles with thoughts of suicide. Are there things you want to say about that?
It was really difficult for me to try to figure out how to work, how to pay for school, how to be a positive human being, how to, grow. And I remember going back down to Portland and my parents had been divorced. You know, we grew up pretty poor. There was this really big deal where we remodeled our house. It's the first time we had ever had any money to do anything. I mean, we bought new furniture and like had our house painted and new carpet. And it was kind of like a pretty big deal for us and our family. And I remember going down to visit for Easter, and it was the first time I had been to my mom's apartment after the divorce. And I saw we had purchased as a family this like furniture piece, the set, the table, the end tables, etc. And I was at my mom's apartment and I saw just the end table.
Oh, separated from all the rest.
Separated. And it was just like, that was like one of the more devastating things. I just felt so out of control and just ruptured family and identity. And I remember my mom went to sleep and I like grabbed the keys to her car and I just thought, I could probably just crash this car right now and then maybe that would solve something. And I remember calling my friend Derek and I was like, dude, I just can't do this. This is too much. And he like heard me and he was like, you have to. It was sweet and it was vulnerable and it was supportive. And I knew I had somebody I could talk to. And I'm glad he answered that phone. Let's just say that.
So having been on the other, both sides of that phone call now, what difference does it make to have a clear set of instructions?
I remember somebody calling, saying that they wanted to end their life. They wanted to end their life just like their son did. And I remember taking a deep breath and just sitting with her in that grief. Those things that I train people to do, I was able to hold on to. And it was pretty quick. 10 minutes went from I want to die to I don't want to die. It just hurts so dang much. And thank you for connecting me to care. Like, that's wow. Wow, to be able to offer that to somebody in that type of experience, I mean, it's something sacred, really.
Well, Stephen, before we go, for anybody who's listening to this who feels like they need to reach out to somebody, where should they go?
They should go to the crisis clinic or to the National Lifeline, 1-800-273-TALK.
And we'll put some more resources up on our website at kplusoundeffect.org. And Stephen Paul Miller is operations manager at Forefront, which is a suicide prevention group based out of the University of Washington. Thank you very much for being on our show, Stephen.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.